Peace cannot trump justice. That's what the former PSNI Chief Constable Sir Hugh Orde has said. He will be joining us on this programme very, very shortly indeed. He also said that historic issues have not been dealt with effectively here, and until they have, we cannot move on. Sir Hugh was speaking, of course, after the release of Gerry Adams after 4 days of questioning in connection with the murder of Jean McConville in 1972. Gerry Adams has always denied any involvement in her death. Jude White's mother was murdered by loyalists in her home in the same year. Good morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. Peace and justice are both really possible.
Well, on the balance of the society we live in, no, I'm afraid I don't think so. I mean, if justice in the minds of people is to bring people before the courts and prosecute them, I mean, in a practical sense, there's very, very little likelihood of that happening for over the 2,500 murders that remain unsolved in this society. So, I mean, the short answer is no. And what people need to do, in my view, is to try, no matter how hard it is, to try and process that piece of information and understand that there is very little likelihood that anybody, and the overwhelming number of these cases, will ever be brought to a court of law. And even if they are, I put it to you, under the Good Friday Agreement, maybe many people will serve very, 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 very small sentences. But on a greater picture, I actually think that this endless demand for justice is one of the most destabilizing factors in society today.
Destabilizing,
oh, absolutely. I mean, there's not a week goes by now that there isn't yet another crisis. Last week, we had the Secretary of State replying in the negative, essentially saying to the Ballymurphy family and to people in Le Mans that there's no further investigation. It's not in the public interest. This was followed by the arrest of Gerry Adams. And God knows what's going to happen before Friday. There is another crisis coming. I don't know what it is, but there will be another one. And they're all to do with legacy. And they're to do with people who rightly are very, very annoyed that their loved ones were murdered and that they want some sort of justice. And I mean, what I say to people this morning is I ask you to reflect and ask you, what is your contribution to this society, to stability and to young people? And if you could make one contribution, in my view, and it's only my view, it would be to try and forgive, not to forget, and to try to understand the context that an awful lot of this violence took place in. And to rejoice that the circumstances that created that violence are now gone.
Do you know what, though, Jude? And of course, it's, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but there may be quite a few people hurting so badly because of the loved ones they've lost that they would object, and not object to you telling them, but object to the pressure from this new Northern Ireland telling them, you know, your contribution is you've got to forgive. Your contribution is you've got to look forward. Your contribution is you cannot get justice. You cannot see the people who did this to your mum or your dad or your brother or your sister as low lives. You've got to see them in a better light than that. Some people don't want to. Some people want to see them banged up forever.
And again, my reply to you has to always be contextual. I am not on this programme to hurt victims in any way. They have been hurt enough, whether they were murdered or maimed or interned, or whether they, a thousand different ways. But what I do say is, what benefit do I get right now this morning if the murderer of my mum is dragged, probably in his or her mid to late 50s, 60s, is dragged away from their family, brought to a court and serves 2 years? Does that bring my mother back? It brings nothing back. Does it make me feel any better as a human being? It probably doesn't, because I don't really feel I want to inflict that pain on anybody. So, I mean, if this is a Christian society, and I'm told it is a Christian society, and the rules of the, you know, of Christianity are to love God and love your neighbour, it's really time people came up to the mark. And I'm sorry if that sounds so, you know, so I suppose hurtful, because I don't mean to be hurtful. This is a pragmatic.
Came up to the mark, though, Jude. Listen to that language.
Came up to the mark and learned to forgive each other, Stephen, in plain English. And I don't have any religious beliefs. In plain English, came up to the mark and learned to forgive each other for the greater good. And the greater good.
Why forgive killers? Why forgive murderers? Why do that? Why? I'm not talking. Of course, you're entitled to do it, and no one is questioning that. But why would many people want to forgive these brutal killers? And that's what they were.
Well, the answer to that is very straightforward. Because if you don't forgive, you're going to destroy yourself as a human being. You're going to destroy your family, and you're going to destroy this society. There is no shortage of people in this society who cannot forgive and will not forgive, and they have every right to do that. All I'm pointing out from a pragmatic point of view is, what good does that do that individual, and what good does that do this society in the context of the likelihood of there never being any prosecution ever? People have to understand the context of these things, and I get back to this word context all the time. Why would somebody leave the Donegal Road or Sandy Road and come to my house to murder a grandmother? Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody murder my ma when you didn't know her? If you knew her, you'd be following her around buying her roses and chocolates all day. She was that nice a woman. So I asked the question, what poisoned the mind of somebody who did that? And more importantly, I asked, why isn't that happening now? Because society, we have a new set of conditions.
And I hear that, Jude. What poisoned their mind? I hear that school of thought. There is another school of thought, which is individual responsibility. And for these people who did this in the past, for the killers of the past in Northern Ireland and the criminals of the past in Northern Ireland who go to bed at night convincing themselves, this is the other school of thought, go to bed at night convincing themselves that, well, they weren't really to blame because it was the situation in Northern Ireland that turned them into killers. Where was their individual responsibility, their individual sense of humanity when they killed people like your mum?
The vast bulk of people have very limited choice in what to do. And if you lived in working class loyalist or Republican districts in the Belfast area or around the border, you grew up in a very, very different dynamic than, say, North Down or Portsea of the North Coast. But, I mean, I do take your point. People have an individual right to either get involved or not get involved in violent action. If I dispassionately look at the jails, if I dispassionately look at lost lives, the vast bulk of people who went to jail were working class people. The vast bulk of people who were involved in violence were working class people. And I ask you, does that suggest something about choice? That maybe it was easier not to be involved in this, say if you lived in Hollywood or Bangor, as opposed to the Falls Road or the Shankill Road? People have to contextualise this again. Nobody was born to go and blow somebody up. Nobody was born to go and shoot lead into another human being. And the important thing is, we have now got conditions where we don't do that anymore to each other. And what is even more important is the final piece of this jigsaw actually rests with those people who have been most bereaved and most hurt, victims. They actually have it in their hands now to show leadership here and to say why we will never forget our loved ones. We will do our best to forgive those who brought this carnage to our lives. And that actually is the greatest gift they could give, in my view, to their loved ones.
So I get a sense, I don't know if you do, but I do get a sense that we are there's a momentum building up where, and this has happened before, but it just feels to me slightly different now, a momentum building up where actually maybe the politicians will realise that they've got to get this sorted now, that they have got to sit down and come up with some type of mechanism to sort out the past. Do you feel that too?
Yes, I do. There are four different organisations working night and day about the past, and they're getting nowhere. People cannot blame politicians, by the way, Stephen. People elect politicians. Politicians simply reflect what society is. And commentator yesterday in the BBC said that the Sinn Féin and the DUP are sort of in permanent civil war. politicians will do what people say, but it's only people can tell politicians what to do. This is coming to a head. It has to come to a head because whether you like it or not, I mean, this weekend, for example, the Giro d'Italia is coming here. It's going through the most fractured, dysfunctional, toxic society in Europe. It's going through a society where we live apart, we're educated apart, we play different sports, we go to different places on our holidays, and we have allegiances to different flags in different jurisdictions. Now tell me, is that a normal society for white English-speaking Christians? Well, you've actually got an apartheid society, and the only difference between here and South Africa is that the government don't want an apartheid society here. It's, I mean, it is quite ironic, and the power now, the power of conciliation moving forward actually lies with those most hurt, and it is my experience that those most hurt are most forgiving and most forward thinking. Actually, many people I've come across on the Victims Forum are totally magnanimous, decent, fine people who want to reach out often to those people who brought carnage to their lives.